morning. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kim. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I'd like to open up an unemployment claim.
Okay, give me one moment. May I have your full social, please, sir?
424-33-8480.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment. All right, can you verify your first and your last name for me, please?
Damian Baker, D-A-M-I-A-N.
Your date of birth?
9/26/82.
Your mother's maiden name?
Baker.
All right, and your driver's license number, just asking for security and verification purposes.
What's the name? It's 776-4209.
All right. And so the last time you filed your unemployment claim, was March 21st. Your benefit year ended March 21st, 2021, so you don't have a claim on file. It expired, so we can reopen it for you if you want. Let me ask you a few questions. Are you working part-time or not at all?
I'm not working at all.
Were you working your job that you're filing this unemployment claim for? Were you earning wages here in the state
yes.
of Alabama? Yes?
Yes, ma'am. I was let go January the 21st.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right. Damian T. Baker, have you worked under another name or social security number or a name change?
No, ma'am.
Your date of birth, September 26, 1982, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have to ask, are you male or female?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Senior in college.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state was it issued in?
Alabama.
And can you verify your driver's license number one more time for me, please? I'm on another screen, so I'm just asking again for security and verification purposes.
Okay. 7764209.
Thank you for that. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vintage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Would you prefer direct deposit or benefits card?
I just get a benefits card.
Okay. And when you made your selection, you provided information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if you could verify your address for me, please.
70 Gray Road, Kaplan, Alabama, 36264.
70 Gray Road, G-R-E-Y, Road. Is this apartment or house?
It's a house.
So it's 70 Gray Road?
Yeah, G-R-A-Y, though.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you, because I spelled it just like
okay.
Yes, 70 Gray Road. And what city?
Heflin, Alabama. H-E-F-L-I-N.
Thank you for that. And your zip code?
36264.
Okay. And is your residence address different from your mailing address? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am. It's the same.
Okay, it's the same. Okay. And has your has your address changed in the last year? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And what is your telephone, a good contact phone number for you with your area code first, please?
256-689-1283.
Okay, allow me to verify all this information back to you. You said your mailing address is 70 Gray Road, G-R-A-Y Road, Heflin, Alabama, H-E-F as in Frank, L-I-N, Alabama, 36264. A good contact phone number for you is 256-689-1283. I cannot talk. 256-689-1283. Is this information correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that, sir. One moment. Just waiting on my computer. When filing for UC benefits, it's necessary to verify your identity. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Anatomic clinical pathology, anesthesiologist assistant, forensic psychiatry, gastroenterology, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Anniston, Albertville, Dothan, Vestavia, or none of the above?
You could say Anniston because I'm right down the road from Anniston.
Okay. And which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Bull Weevils, Chargers, Saints, Trojans, or none of the above?
Trojans.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions except for one. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not the military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And when is the last day you work, month, day, and year?
January 20, 2020.
Yeah, I know you told me, but I have to ask again. You know, because it'll be if I didn't ask again, I'll be like, I'm answering this for you. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just upset about it because
I know anybody.
Right away, because they led me on saying they were going to hire me right back and I wasn't going to file unemployment, but they just basically just blocked my calls and didn't even return my calls.
Yes, sir. I know you would. You know, you have every right to feel, you know, the way you do. Nobody likes wrong done to them, you know, and that's how we go to work, to pay bills, our rent, mortgage, you know, to pay bills. That's the only reason why you go to work. Otherwise, there'll be no purpose to get up and go. You know what I mean? Yeah. And just stay at home. You know, you won't even have a home. Right. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions except for two. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for attending school or training? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And are you available to accept full-time work? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
What do you mean by a pension? Like you talking about retirement pension?
Yeah. Say that again. Let me look it up. Hold on 1 second. A pension is. Hold on a second.
I got my retirement pension from my last job, and not this job I just got fired from.
It's just a regular payment made during a person's retirement from an investment fund to which that person or their employer has contributed during their work life.
Yeah, I did.
From this job that you're filing unemployment for? Claim for?
No, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's asking. Yes.
No, I didn't. It's from a previous job.
Well, hold on, let me repeat the question. Have you applied? I could be wrong. Let me see. Let me repeat the question. And I don't know why I'm having difficulty talking this morning. Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? So was it in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I'm glad I reread that. Yes, sir. And what was the employer's name you was getting a pension from?
Say what?
What was the name of the employer you were getting a pension from?
Oh, Department of Corrections.
Oh,
Alabama,
okay.
Department of Corrections.
Oh, so you were a security for people in prison or jail?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That had to be interesting.
Every day.
I just watch the shows like that on TV. You know, not like cops, but the reality shows that show people in prison. A Life Behind Bars, I think it was called. I used to watch that. Yeah. They are a mess. It's also they innocent. I'm just laughing. Some people actually admit to their crimes and they're like real happy that they did away with people. I'm like, really? You have no conscience. That's why you are behind bars. You need to stay there for a very long time.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yes. Did you pay into the pension fund, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to work-related injury, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
50. Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
17.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Do I work through a union hiring hall?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No, ma'am. No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
All right, I need to enter a job title and a job description, which reflects your skills and job history. This will help classify types of jobs you may qualify for. What is your job title and or job description?
I was a utility. I was a utility guy. I was a bread mixer.
The one that you're filing this unemployment claim for January, that you got let go of?
Yes, ma'am.
So you say that again? What did you do?
I worked utility.
Worked utility?
I was a mixer.
Tell me, can you elaborate on your job description?
I was responsible for mixing ingredients in to make the bread. Also was responsible for running the glaze machines. That's basically it. Doing the programmers and stuff like that for the machine.
Okay. Yeah, that description was in here. Oh, no, wait a moment. I'll try this one. Did you operate or attend machines to operate industrial or consumer products for storage or shipment?
Ma'am.
Okay. And are you looking for work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And how is it listed on your W-2 or your paychecks, though?
Say again.
How were you worked out, the job that you're filing this unemployment claim for? How is it listed on your W-2 or your paychecks, though?
I guess Flowers Bakery.
Flowers Bakery? That's how it's listed on your paychecks, though? Or W-2?
I ain't getting no W-2 from them because my W-2s came from Donaldson, which I resigned in January and started working here in January.
Oh,
well, I
see.
Here in, yeah.
So you don't have your W-2 or paychecks, or did you get paid yet from them? Because that would be, if you got direct deposit, it should be listed on there.
They went straight to my direct deposit.
Is there a way for you to pull it up? Because usually the name of your company, how it's listed on your W-2, should be on there.
I mean, see, can I look on my online bank?
Okay.
Okay, use your time now. Pull up. I'm looking now. It's just kind of taking me a second.
It's fine. You're good.
Let's see.
You watched the game last night? You
didn't? Yes, ma'am, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't watch too much of it, though, because
the Rams won. The game I was rooting for, they won. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted the Rams to win. I just didn't hit on the – yeah, it's labeled as Flowers Bakery.
What you say the name of it was?
Flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S, Bakeries, B-A-K-E-R-I-E-S, and it says payroll, Mr. Baker.
Okay. And this is a job that you have that you're filing an unemployment claim for, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this is your recent separating employer?
Yeah, this too, I just recently was let go from.
Okay. You said Flowers Bakery?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Does it say INC or does it say INC or LLC?
No, it just says Flowers Bakery payroll, Mr. Baker. Do you need the company ID?
No, I probably could find it. You just says called Flowers Bakery.
Yes, ma'am.
I might have to type it in because I'm not finding it. I closed myself Flower Girls Bakery, but you said it just says Flowers Bakery.
Yeah.
I'm still looking. I'm still looking. Hey, how are you? He is a mess. He is such a mess. No, Flowers Bakery. Nothing. So I'm just going to type it in. I don't see it. It's not listed. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and... So it doesn't say INC or LLC or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I looked on their website, but that's...
Sometimes they do. Let me see. Flowers. What city and state was this listed in?
It's the Flowers Baking Company. Yeah, that's all it says on it. Don't say LLC. It says Flowers Baking Co.
That's basically. Oh, that's the same thing. That's it. Let me see. Oh, I just give me one moment. Okay, can I have your phone number one last time?
Yes, ma'am. 256-689-1283.
Thank you for that. And has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, that was it. You say company. Yeah, that was just like an example I was giving. Yeah.
Did you find it?
I'm looking. I had accidentally exited out of my screen. That's why I had to ask that question again. Okay. Flowers Bakery Company. Okay.
I think it's LLC.
I'm looking. Okay, I'm still looking. Nope, I tried it. No. Y'all was trying not to type it in. You said Flowers Bakery. What city and state is this located in, this business?
In Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Yes, ma'am.
Flowers Baking Company. I don't know why. That is how companies are registered. I just don't know why. Okay. Does it say, hold on. I think I found it. Save it. Of Birmingham. Does it say on your paycheck, sell Flowers Baking Company of BHAM?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Flowers Baking Company of BHAM LLC. Oh, okay. I found it. Thank you for that. Why? Hold on a second. I found it and then I exited out. Silly self. That's what I'm like here sometimes. You can hit the wrong thing and then that's it. And your phone number one last time is 256-689-1283?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry about this. I usually be done by this time, but I found it. I don't know. I don't know what... And you said it says flowers, a baking company, a BHAM LLC?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's Flowers Baking Company of BHAM. Okay. All right, is their phone number 205-252-1161?
Let me make sure.
Okay. That's just the phone number they have associated with online.
205-252-1161.
1161-1161? Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Okay. And when did you start work at this location, month, day, and year?
December the 27th.
Of what year?
2021.
And when was the last day you worked here, month, day, and year?
January 20th.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state was your work performed in?
Birmingham.
Okay. I know some of these questions are repetitive. I still have to ask anyway.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying to.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah. All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
Nah, because I hadn't earned all that yet.
Okay. Sick pay, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And holiday pay, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension, receiving a pension from this employer? Do not include severance.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the reason why you're no longer working at this Flowers Baking Company of Birmingham?
I was working. We was working 7 days a week. Didn't miss no days. Went home one day, moved a dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Used the nerve of my back. Called in from work. All my documents were documented. Called in and said like I was supposed to. Kept in touch with HR. Went back to work when I was, released from the hospital. And didn't know I didn't have a job. That's basically what happened.
So when you was in the hospital...
I went in the hospital, but I couldn't walk at the time.
Right. So I'm saying you was at the hospital when all this happened.
Yeah, I went to the emergency room, and I got doctor's excuses for everything, and they just let me go. Like I said, I didn't even know I didn't have a job. I went to work, and started working, and was notified on the floor that I no longer had a job. They gave my job to someone else.
Wait, so they didn't call you? They didn't reach out to you to let you know you didn't work there anymore?
No, ma'am.
And while you was in the hospital, you were submitting your doctor's excuses, and let you know you kept them in the loop what was going on with you, and they still didn't.
Yeah, I called in. I went in the hospital. I was at home. I couldn't go to work. But I called in every day. I got every doctor's excuse for every day I was out. Touched with HR, and that's what happened.
Wow.
I understand. I thought that everything was fine.
HR told you everything was fine. And then when you go back to work.
Then I didn't have a job. Yep.
Wow. So you could have just... So when you was at work, did you go to HR when somebody on floor notified you, or was that HR that notified you that you didn't have?
I went to HR, and I talked to the people at HR, and that's what they told me. They gave my job away.
I'm so sorry. And so what reason did they give you for letting you go?
They didn't give me a reason.
So there's no reason given? Okay.
Nope.
So I'll just put that. No reason given. And then when, you know, when ADOL gets in contact with you, know, you can explain it, you know, in detail. But name and title of the person who informed you of your termination.
Oh, man. Look at my thing real quick.
Okay.
Carlene. Carlene.
Do you know how to spell it? Do you know how she spells her name?
I don't know how to spell it, though.
I guess it's K-A-R-L-E-E-N, I guess. And her last name?
I know her last name, to be honest.
Okay. That's fine. What is her position? What is her job title?
She's HR.
Okay.
Carlene Adams.
Oh, Adams.
Her name is C-A-R-L-E-A-N Adams.
Spell her name again. You said C-A-R?
L-E-A-N.
C-A-R-L-E-A-N Adams. Does she spell Adams with two D's or one D?
One D.
Okay. And what date were you informed of your termination? Month, date, and year?
Let me see what date did I go back to court. I went back to work February the 1st.
Okay, so February 1st of 2022? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
That was it. They didn't tell me nothing. They just said they gave my job away.
They just told you they gave your job away?
Yes, ma'am. And they said... they will try to set me up with a work comp doctor and try to get me back in to start working. But I haven't heard anything from them. And I've called them. I've left voicemails and haven't heard anything. I'm actually going to call them again today.
Okay. So, specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? You said that you were not told anything other than they gave your job away?
Yes, ma'am. I was still in my 90 days on my probation period. But
yes,
at the same time, I was calling in. When I was calling in talking to HR, they told me everything was fine. Just give me my return to work. Come back to work. That's what I was told.
So when you started, when you were working, they just told you when you went to work, your job was given away?
Yeah, they told me to clock out and go talk to HR.
Okay, so this is what you told me, and so I just wrote what you said. Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? Mr. Baker was not told anything. When he went to work, advised him to clock out and talk to HR.
Oh, that's correct.
Okay.
Before that, though, I contacted him every day I was out.
Okay.
And they told me everything was fine, just get my return to work date and come back to work with my excuses and stuff, and I did. And that's what I was told when I got back.
Yes, sir. What did you do to try to resolve your problem prior to being terminated?
I called them, and she said that she would set me up with a work comp doctor because I went back to the job and asked her, what do I have to do to get my job back, because I was fine. I didn't miss no days. And she said, we'll call your work our work comp doctor and set you up with a schedule. If you can pass the work comp doctor's examination, we'll give you your job back. But they basically fired me off something I did at home. They didn't even know what my injury was or to the extent how bad it was.
Right.
They just said I couldn't get a job because I hurt my back, which you don't know what I did to my back.
Exactly.
If I would have had a lawyer, I would have did something different, but at the time, I'm not able to do that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But, you know, lawyers don't get paid until you win, so.
I know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that. I need to
so, a lot of people don't know that or realize that until after the fact, but they don't get paid until you win. So,
okay.
A lot of people are like, well, I can't afford a lawyer, but. You know, sometimes you just have to just call them anyway because they don't get paid unless you win.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they said. So, you know, only way to do is test that theory. You know, because that's what they say. They don't get paid unless they win.
No, I'm going to call them.
You know, so what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated? I'm trying to see.
Tried to wait on them to set up me an appointment. And I think, like I said, I think they just told me something to get off the phone.
One moment. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So you waited on them to set you up an appointment.
Okay.
That's what you said, right?
Say what?
I said, you said you told, I asked you, what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated? You said you waited on them to set up an appointment. Is that, did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been waiting on them to set up my appointment, but see, I'm going to call back in a few minutes and ask them, could I set the appointment up? Because I can't keep waiting. Like, I got money coming in.
Right. So you're waiting on them to set an appointment. Okay. So I'm going to just go over this one last time just to reiterate, make sure I have everything correct. Name and title of the person who informed of your termination, Carlene Adams, Human Resources. What date were you informed of your termination? February 1st, 2022. Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? Mr. Baker was not told anything. When he went to work, they advised him to clock out, talk to HR. Thank you. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated? You waited on them to set an appointment.
Yeah, I've been waiting. They said they were going to set an appointment up with their work comp doctor, and I haven't heard anything back.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're waiting on them to set up an appointment with the work comp doctor, and you have not heard anything yet.
Right.
Hold on. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
No.
All right. And I'm going to give you a temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
It's going to be 8082.
Okay.
All right. All right, Mr. Damian T. Baker, the file instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/bosnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via phone, the phone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification could be made on Sunday through no later than Friday, 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by phone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss your findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Damian T. Baker, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Don't forget to file your weekly certification this Sunday coming up, which is the 20th. You have the 20th to that Friday to file. If you do not, if you choose to file it on Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, you cannot file it on Saturday.
Okay.
And if the internet is down or whatever, you can't do it online, please give us a call again at 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah, so if you know, but once you find a full-time job, you're not going to be able to file unemployment because it's just for people who are part-time or not at all.
Right.
Yes, sir. All right. And so that's, you don't have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.